Hi, this is Todd Cooley with St. John's College Admissions. This year, I've been trying to break down parts of the admissions process that might be a bit mysterious or nerve-wracking for some students, one of those elements being the admissions interview. The more I thought about it, the more I thought it might be fun to have someone give their take on different ways to think about interview questions, interview style. So I was able to get a hold of Amanda Stevens.
Hi, my name is Amanda Stevens, and I direct international recruitment at St. John's College.
And was able to get her to talk about why she thinks interviews are important, and some common examples of questions with some strategies to think about answering them. Here's Amanda on interviewing.
One of my favorite parts of the job is getting to talk with students from around the world. Particularly during the admission interview. Sometimes we're able to conduct interviews out on the road if we're traveling in your area, but oftentimes interviews are actually conducted over Skype. And I definitely appreciate that interviews can be very anxiety producing. I am always asked about the best way to ace an interview. But in reality, there is no one right way to do an interview. Interviews are all about sharing more information about yourself above and beyond what we will see when we read your written application. The interview at St. John's is simply a way to get to know you better. I never go into an interview with a set agenda or a list of questions to ask students. I really prefer to have the conversation evolve organically over the course of 15 or 20 minutes. However, there are definitely a few basic questions that I think all applicants can expect to be asked, questions that applicants should be prepared to answer.
We started off the conversation talking about one of the most important questions of the interview, I think.
Why you're interested in St. John's College. This is probably one of the more important questions that I'm likely to ask during an interview. And while there's definitely no right answer here, I usually am asking this question just to assess a student's familiarity with the college. And what I'm hoping is that a student is able to really demonstrate an understanding of the college and the academic program here. Because our academic program is so different, it's really important to me that I can see that a student has given some thought to what it would mean to be a student here, that they understand the program, that they're genuinely excited to participate in it. It's definitely helpful to research the college ahead of time. You can start on our website or through the emails that we send out. But take some time to think about what attracted you to us, why you would be interested in studying from a Great Books program.
That's usually a key piece of information for us. You could be a really great student with a lot to offer, but we want to make sure that we are a good fit for you as much as you are a good fit for us. This led to our next topic, another pretty common question.
What do you do in your free time? This is your opportunity to elaborate on some of the activities that you've listed on your application. And it's also a chance to share how you spend your free time when you're not in school. Some students think that they have to have a certain number of extracurriculars or things that they do outside of class. And in reality, it is completely fine to be devoted entirely to one or two different projects. There's still a way to convey your passion for the singular thing that you do. With this question, I am really hoping to get a sense of who you are. You should tell me something about yourself that I cannot get somewhere else in your application. I want to see what you're passionate about and how you enjoy spending your free time.
What you do outside of the classroom says a lot about who you are as a student. But we also usually like to know what you can bring to the table academically. Here's another question we talked about that might be a bit trickier to answer.
What are your academic strengths and weaknesses? I think sometimes students assume that this is a trick question, but I promise you it's not. It is totally okay to have certain subjects that you enjoy studying more than others. And I ask this question because I am genuinely curious about learning more about the things that you enjoy studying and where your intellectual passions lie. It's a great opportunity for you to share what you're interested in studying and maybe also to explain why you tend to gravitate towards certain subjects over another. It's also a great chance to explain any extenuating circumstances, anything that we should be aware of regarding your academic performance, things that we will see on your academic transcript.
It's certainly important to be able to talk about what you've done in the past, but I also think it's important to be able to talk about what you want to do in the future. Some of these questions might be, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Or if you could have any job in the world, what would it be? Some may be as general as this.
Why do you want to go to college? This isn't necessarily a trick question, but I am hoping for more than just a one-word answer or one-sentence answer. I'm really hoping to see that a student has really considered why they want to continue their education. This is an opportunity to talk about specific educational and academic interests. And even if you're undecided about a future career, which most students are at this point, it's a great chance to demonstrate that you've considered what your future goals are, even if you don't know specifically what you want to do, but that you've considered what's in your future.
So far, we've talked about some strategies for answering the following questions. Why are you interested in St. John's College? What do you do in your free time? What are your academic strengths and weaknesses? And why do you want to go to college? Hopefully, thinking about these questions has you thinking about your own answers to them. But it's important not to overthink these as well. Your interview should be genuine. Amanda talks a little bit about this here.
In conclusion, I think that the best advice I can give a student who's preparing for an admission interview is to try, if at all possible, to have fun. You can definitely prepare answers ahead of time, but you don't want to be overly rehearsed. You really want to allow your genuine self to come through. This is your opportunity to share a little bit of your personality with us and to try to just participate in the conversation. It's also your opportunity to interview us, to ask questions, and to get to know St. John's above and beyond what you could find out on our website. I definitely look forward to interviewing with you soon and wish you the best of luck.
So thanks very much for listening. I hope this has been a little bit helpful in terms of knowing how we as admissions counselors think about interviews. Please be in touch with us if you have any questions and if you have any ideas for other parts of the process we could explore. And from all of us at St. John's, please take care and best of luck with your application.